This is KASU Jonesboro. I'm Jonathan Reeves. This is Making a Difference, stories that feature organizations in our listening area that make our communities a better place to live. 14% of Arkansas adults lack basic literacy skills. According to the 2009 U.S. Census Community Survey, nearly 19% of Arkansans over the age of 25 do not have a high school diploma or a GED. That percentage of Arkansans breaks down to over 347,000 people. And of that number of adults that don't have a high school diploma or a GED, over 130,000 people have less than a ninth grade education. Statewide, Arkansas Literacy Councils are set up to provide structure and support to county-level literacy councils serving adults in over 60 Arkansas counties. One of those literacy agencies is the Literacy League of Craighead County, which provides free educational instruction to adults in Craighead, Greene, and Poinsett counties. Past president of the Literacy League is David Agnew. Agnew also serves on the board of directors.
There are a variety of reasons why people, you know, reach adulthood and can't read. And they come to us when they need some help, either in learning to read or to learning to read better, because it's important for the individual to be able to find a job, get a driver's license, and be a part of the society, is being able to read. And so that's what we're there for, is to help those people who have that deficiency.
According to Agnew, there is a need for the services that are provided by the Literacy League. Agnew says there is a 16% illiteracy rate in Craighead County. In Greene County, it's a little higher. And in Poinsett County, he says there's a 24% illiteracy rate. Literacy League works with those who are at the lowest level of literacy rates in teaching adults how to read. If a client wants to work on their GED, those people are referred to the Valley View Adult Education Center in Craighead County, as well as the adult education programs in Greene and Poinsett counties. Agnew notes that one of the challenges associated with the program is informing people about the services that are available.
Obviously, the people that we are trying to meet the need of, they can't read about us in the newspaper. They can't read about a billboard about us. They have to hear about us through word of mouth. So we have to have people who are willing to bring a friend in or a neighbor in or a family member in to talk to us. And it's sometimes very embarrassing for people who are, you know, out of high school. Maybe they didn't do great in high school, maybe they didn't graduate school at all. They're a little bit reluctant to, you know, a little bit, you know, ashamed of the fact that they can't read, and they're a little bit reluctant to come in. So we try to be very gentle. We look for people who are sensitive to that. They recognize that there are people out there, and they gently encourage them to come see us. So there's it is a very sensitive thing. We don't want to, we don't want to embarrass them by, you know, focusing on the fact they can't read and they're adults. But we want to help them pass that and get to become more functional members of society.
Chairman of the Board of Directors of the Literacy League of Craighead County is former Jonesboro Mayor Hubert Brodell. According to Brodell, another challenge is funding, especially with offices opening in Paragould and in Poinsett County.
We're very limited to funding, and we seek outside help as much as we can. What we're struggling with this year is because of the fact that for the first time in several years that Greene County and Poinsett County will have a Literacy League operation. We have always had for several years had a name of Craighead, Greene, and Poinsett, but they have not been an operation per se. We have taken students or people from there, and they have always come in to Craighead. But now we'll have an office out of the Mission Outreach in Paragould, and then we'll be operating out of Poinsett County out of the school system down there. And we have two individuals that have already been hired. They're being trained. And hopefully in early January that we'll be operating in those two particular counties on their own. So we'll have to continue to work raising money to provide the help to keep that program alive.
According to the Arkansas Literacy Councils, over 12,000 adult students across the state receive free educational instruction. Over 5,000 Arkansas adults learn to read or learn to read better. Over 4,800 Arkansas adults learn to write or learn to write better. and over 3,300 Arkansas adults learned how to speak English or speak it better. Over 6,500 Arkansans served as volunteer tutors. Those who tutor provide one-on-one instruction, as President David Agnew.
I think there's about 12 or 14 volunteers right now that are involved in tutoring in some way or another. And we do mostly literacy tutoring, but we also do some math tutoring also. So we are very excited about the fact that we have more tutors right now than we've had in the past, but we still also have a need out there for more people. Because tutors come in and they stay with us for anywhere from 1 year to maybe 4 or 5 years. And some of them, you know, it's because of personal reasons, have to drop out of the tutoring process. And so we're always wanting to, you know, have a new crop of tutors to come in and take over.
One volunteer tutor is Glenice Drozier, a retired professor at Arkansas State University's Newport campus. For 20 years, Drozier taught developmental English and developmental reading, as well as business English and business communications. While teaching, Drozier says she found many students had deficiencies in skill areas related to English and reading. In trying to help her students, she took classes in Truman that focused on a program called the Lubbock Literacy Program. The Lubbock Literacy Program was originated in 1930 by Frank Lubbock, who developed the program of teaching adults to read and write in their own language. The program is based on a reading model that uses a primer based on the phonics approach. It also includes some top-down activities which emphasizes language experience. Dozier learned about the Literacy League and has been tutoring since 2010 using the Lubbock method. She tells how the program is impacting people.
Well, many times I've had students who come to me who cannot read a simple ad in the newspaper. They're having problems getting jobs because they don't have their GED, and they're deficient in skill areas that are definitely necessary to get a GED. And so I feel like if I can make a difference in teaching them how to read, write, or express themselves, or even actually count money, that this is going to help society, because the more we educate people, then the better our lives will be as far as making literacy count.
And Dozier tells what would happen if this program did not exist.
Well, I think it would be like in an area that I came from years ago, a very underprivileged area, that I was privileged enough to be delivered from that area, that there were not enough volunteers or people who were actually interested in knowing that there are situations out there where people really want to learn and to make their lives better, and they want to contribute to the American society in many ways, but they just don't know how because they can't read, and they definitely can't write. So if this did not exist, then I think that many of the people would be in situations where they would lose dignity. They would develop areas where they would not want to contribute, where they actually could, but they feel that they're just couldn't make this difference because they don't want to feel embarrassed.
And past President David Agnew agrees.
Well, it makes a difference on a lot of different levels. It makes a difference, first of all, on the individual level. The individuals grow and they change. They're excited about the experience they have. They're excited about the fact that they're learning to do something that most everybody else can do, or they think most everybody else can do. They're excited about that. So on an individual level, it would make a difference with people's confidence in themselves and ability to get a job, ability to get a driver's license. And we also make a difference on a larger level from the standpoint it's a positive impact upon the society, the economic well-being of the community. You know, when industries look at coming into a community, they're looking at the educational level of the people that are here. When we help people learn to read, that allows them to gravitate upward in the educational system, and they're more marketable, they're more employable.
Chairman of the board and former Jonesboro mayor, Hubert Brodell.
When I was mayor, we could have put a lot of people to work had they been able to even fill out a job application. And that's something that I feel like through the Literacy League, if we can just get some people in this program, we can progress them to that point where they can fill out applications, can read and do the things that can get them into a good paying job and provide for the family and upgrade themselves. And that's some of the things that we need to work on and need help in trying to get people to come into the program.
More information on the Literacy League of Craighead County can be found by calling 870-910-6511 or by logging on to www.arkansasliteracy.org. This is Making a Difference on KASU, which features organizations in our listening area that make our communities a better place to live.